time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, and here we go. Back from vacation. Well, it didn't take long, did it? Let's see, we left on Thursday, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, came back on Monday, and it was a great vacation. Absolutely perfect weather. You couldn't have asked for any better weather. It was not as hot as it normally is, but it was great. Wow. And I enjoyed, you know, just sitting out in the sun. Because, you know, a lot of people go to the beach. Of course, a lot of them wish they hadn't gone to the beach and went out in the ocean and got chased by sharks. But if you go to the beach, you know, sit there and soak in the sun, I could do the same thing without a beach, which I did. It was great. I sure enjoyed it. And, of course, we were in the eastern part of Pennsylvania. We've gone there for many years, and in the Philadelphia area, you know, and all the, you know, the big cities, big shopping centers, whatever. It's an interesting part of the country, and you find a lot of different languages or accents, and people of different makeups. You know, there's the Indians, which are everywhere, and the Muslims, and others of different nationalities. I wouldn't know what all nationalities, but all nice people. You know, we didn't run into a single person who had a bad attitude. Now, that's good. Okay, the time is 10:20 and a half. And how are you doing? Of course, remember, if you go on the turnpike, especially the Pennsylvania turnpike, it's costly. It cost us $40 to go from Ohio to Morgantown, Pennsylvania. $40. Used to be 26, but not anymore. Of course, when you see what they're doing, in some places, they're adding the third lane. Traffic is so heavy. So they're doing a lot of work. It never stops. It's continuous on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Okay. So I had to think up of some questions last night, and I've got one that I'm going to make you really dig up and do some research on this. My topic would be an ox, O-X. Remember we talked about oxen the other day before vacation? O-X, ox. And wondered if anybody around here sold ox tails or, you know, ox roast. And yes, not all the time, but you can buy ox tails every now and then, which is the tail of a bull or, you know, a large animal. But now an oxen is generally a bull. You know, he's been fixed, to put it mildly, and used for work. And you've heard of an ox yoke, haven't you? Where they put two oxen together and a wooden yoke in between them with a U-shaped thing that went around their neck. And so they had to pull together. But now here's the thing. With an oxen, they had to have shoes on just like a horse. But now if you looked at the feet or of an oxen, they're sure not like a horse, are they? They're split in two. Each hoof has a horseshoe or an ox shoe. So there's two for every foot. In other words, there's eight of them for one ox. Okay, now, the thing is, I'm getting around to my question slowly. Now, this, you're going to have to do a little research. I don't know. I want to keep you busy. In doing the shoe of an ox, it's a little different than doing the shoe on a horse. Can you picture the guy shoeing a horse? He puts that foot between his leg and works on it. Well, you can't do an ox that way. They have to have something special for an ox. But what characteristic do they have to overcome to shoe an ox? Yeah, that's right. What obstacle must they overcome to shoe an ox? Now, this, I hope you go to the internet and type in shoeing an ox or whatever. But I've got Zumbezi Bay and Columbus Zoo, and I've got a McDonald's gift, and I've got Bill Huntsman's oil, 5 quarts of non-synthetic, 1 free car only oil change. Okay. Our number to call is 740-383-9944. Okay, here's our first caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Don't you have to do something with the legs because they could kick the heck out of you?
Well, it has something to do with the legs, yes.
But it's, yeah, well, you know, you got to tie them together or something, or
yeah,
get them off the floor or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a sling you got to have. And there is a big reason why you have to do something special.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, very good. Okay, yeah. To shoe an ox, you've got to put a sling around them and hold them. And why would you have to do that? Okay, now that's the basis of the question. Here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead. Okay. Okay, go ahead, caller.
You have to be careful of the toe jam.
Yes, you do. And what type of toe jam do you like? Yeah, that sounds like a listener that might like blueberry toe jam. Okay, so there is a very specific reason that there's a, you have to do something different to shoe an ox. I have to congratulate myself. I finally got a question that you can't just answer immediately. But my main reason for asking this is to get you to do a little work. And you can do it on your computer if you know what to do. Now, I got my information from a book I purchased in Ephrata, Pennsylvania at the Cloisters. How many of you ever been out that way and heard of the Cloisters? Now, the Cloisters was a group of people, Germans, more or less, just like the ones that settled in Zorr, Ohio. You know, it was communal. You know, a group of people, they lived together and worked together and communed together. But at the Ephrata Cloister, those people were tiny. I mean, they were shorter than the average person of today. And when you tour the Cloister Village at Ephrata, you've got to duck to go through the doorways. Because those people were so short, they probably thought, well, why make a 6-foot a door? Make it to fit us. Okay, but anyhow, that's where I got my information. All right. I also was interested in the fact that I bought a book that had a life in Landis Valley, Pennsylvania. Now, Landis Valley is where the Conestoga wagons were made, And a lot of things were done, years ago in the Landis Valley. But they also used oxen there, just like, they use oxen around here, too. Every now and then you go to a farm auction, and by golly, there's an ox yoke. Yeah, it may be a single or double. But to shoe an ox, you've got to do something different. But why? Why do you have to go about shoeing an ox differently? 10:28 is the time, and today is, Wednesday? Yes, it is, all day. Wednesday. So we got back on Monday and spent a little time here Monday night at their celebration. But I got to get back in the groove. I had to use a cane quite a bit on vacation, just as an insurance factor. You wouldn't want to trip while you're on vacation and break a hip or a leg or break anything. So I made sure. Oh, here we go. All right, caller, go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say the ox, since they have toes. I mean, what happens if you wouldn't shoe an ox?
The same thing that happens.
Shoe a horse.
The same thing that I had donkeys. I did not shoe my donkeys. And you had to trim their hoofs quite regularly, or the hoof will grow in weird shapes.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. So it's kind of like making sure you keep your dog's nails trimmed.
Yeah, right. And the same way, even dairy cows. Dairy cows on cement, their feet kind of spread out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, they take two shoes, so each ox has eight shoes.
Right.
They call them cues.
Yep.
So, is that the answer you were looking for?
No.
What, do they hobble them when they...
There is a special process to shoe an ox. And a lot of it has to do with supporting an ox.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on Google right now, and there's a 9 minutes, 30-some seconds, nail and ox shoe smithing.
Really? Well,
yes.
You should find out then.
You know, Scott, when President Trump announced he was running for president, I called him an egotistical jerk.
Yes, I do remember that. Has your mind changed?
Well, no.
No?
See, you thought I meant that in a negative way. Rookie mistake.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. And say, I've got something special here to mention. Legendary star of the hit TV series, Hee-Haw, Lulu Roman. She's coming here to our radio station on Friday, June 28th. Oh boy, will a lot of people want to meet her. That's June 28th. Before this month is over, Lulu will be here. Now, to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the debut of the TV series Hee-Haw, which debuted 1969 on CBS, Lulu was on the first episode and the last episode in 1992. Now, how many of you remember? Most of you, I'm sure, remember Hee-Haw. Yeah. So Lulu of Hee-Haw will be here June 28th. Oh, boy, that's going to be fun. She was on the first episode and the last episode. Wow. Lulu is an American comedian and singer. She is known as a regular on the comedy music show Hee Haw, which debuted in 1969 and ran until 1992. Roman continues to perform music and stand-up comedy and also enjoys working with Compassion International, a child development organization. Her recent project, 7 times, hit the number 2 spot on the Cashbox chart in 2010. Her recent project, 7 times, hit the number 2 spot on the Cashbox chart in 2010. Now, she'll be live here on June 28th from 10:10 to 11 a.m. with Scott Spears, and she'll be talking about her life and times. 11:10 to 12 p.m., she'll be a guest with Scott and Weasel Boy. And from 12:10 to 1 p.m., she'll be on with me, Scott Spears, and Brandy Downs and Weasel Boy. Now, that'll be a combination. And then she'll be a 1:30 to 3 p.m. guest on my show alone. 3:10 to 4 p.m., she'll be performing in a radio variety show. Wow. Okay. I take it you remember Lulu? Sure you do. Boy, Hee Haw. Now, I've mentioned this years ago. The animal sounds on Hee Haw were done by a man from Wyandotte County. And this man was rather unique. I think he's passed away. Noble Bear was his name. And Noble went down to Nashville, Tennessee, and went to the office of the producer of Hee Haw and sat outside his office area doing animal sounds. You do donkeys and pigs and geese and you name it. Until the producer of the show came out and said, "Who's doing that?" And here was Noble Bear. "You're hired." And so I don't know if Noble did all this live. I just bet he pre-recorded all these animal sounds. And every year, for years, I would interview Noble Bear at the Wyandotte County Fair. And he would do his animal sounds for me while I was on the air. Oh, that was the good old days, you might say. The good old days of Noble Bear and Hee Haw. And so it's going to be nice having Lulu here from the Hee Haw Show. My goodness. And that'll be June the 28th. She'll be here starting at 10:10 in the morning and ending, clear through my show in the afternoon. Okay, so remember that. Mark June 28 on your calendar. Yeah. I hopefully she'll be able to take, people will be able to talk to her or meet her while she's here. Okay, now, going back to the ox. And the ox roast, the ox, the ox yoke. Yeah, how many of you have an ox yoke hanging in your house? I almost bought an ox yoke, different times. Then I got to think, what would I do with it? But you had to have a collar for an ox. You couldn't have a horse collar. You had a wooden collar that had, you could attach cables to it or chains, and that ox would pull as hard as he could. But the ox had to have shoes, 2 shoes for each foot, because his feet were separated. And I'm sure if we went to the internet, you could see a picture of them. Ox shoe. Okay, now there was a special thing you had to do to shoe an ox, because there was a great big reason for having something special on hand to shoe an ox. So that's my big question for you today, to get you to thinking, to get you to digging. See if you can Google that one up. Okay, what is different about shoeing an ox? And it means a whole big thing. I mean, shoeing an ox, you have to make some provisions. And why? What's different about shoeing an ox? 7403-399-44. Okay, well, I've got Zumbezi Bay and zoo tickets. And I'll give you an easy question here. Maybe. Now, only because I used to own donkeys did I have to deal with their feet. I never shoed them, never had them shoed, but I had to have their hoofs trimmed every now and then. Oh, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yes, I found out what they do for the ox to okay. shoe them.
Yes.
But I'm going to wait and let somebody else call in. Your email will have a very nice video of this guy shoeing an ox, and you can see clearly how it is they do it.
Oh, okay. That's
so
good.
You have something to look forward to when
yes.
you get off the air.
Okay.
So somebody look up on the internet, call in or something.
Yeah, somebody else can do the same thing, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Shoeing Bye. An ox. All right. Yeah. What's different about shoeing an ox? And it's very important. Okay. I'm looking here. Like I say, since I had donkeys at one time, and you had to, you know, you just don't like animals or horses or donkeys or even cows run around without trimming their hooves. It's very important. And cows, their hooves can become very elongated if they're around cement. Oh my, it can be a real mess. And that's why there are men. We used to have one, but he may have passed away, Dan Glass. Dan Glass was the greatest shoer. He could talk to my donkeys and settle them down and put a foot between his leg and trim them, you know, just fine. No problem. One time I had a veterinarian do it, and he darn near got killed. My one donkey by the name of Eeyore, he didn't want his foot messed with, and Eeyore kicked. And when he kicked, his head went within a quarter of an inch of the head of the veterinarian trying to trim his feet. And so, oh boy, I breathed a sigh of relief that he wasn't killed. But that can happen. Some animals, even horses, you know, they don't like you messing around with their feet. Especially if they can feel you working on it. But there is a reason, or what would you call it? There's something that develops in the hoof of a horse or a donkey that you've got to trim out. And it starts with the letter T. And what do you call that? Starts with the letter T. It's not a disease, it's a condition. 7403-839-44. Well, so far today, all my questions have to do with animals. I even have another question for animals. Okay, what is that called when, and even when this thing happens to the foot of a horse or a donkey, it heats up. And I had to use a Clorox and something else to clean the hoof out and then fix it up and put some stuff in it to keep the dirt out of it for a while. But anyhow, it has a name. Starts with the letter T. What is it? All right. Let me see. There is a term given to a man who puts shoes on horses, or on donkeys too, or on ox. Anybody who puts shoes on anything, except your local shoe salesman. what's he called, or she? I'm sure there are some women that do that too. What is that title given to the person who shoes horses and oxen and donkeys and mules? 7403-399-44. What's their name? Okay. Do I have you busily engaged, I hope, trying to look up to see what special provisions have to be made to shoe an ox? Now, you'll all remember this the rest of your life, I hope. And then you can ask everybody you meet, hey, what provisions must you make to shoe an ox? Okay. I'll have to ask Lulu that when she comes June the 28th. Lulu Roman from Hee Haw will be here on the 28th, and she'll be here morning and afternoon. Wow, that is going to be fun. Okay, let's see what else I have here. I'm trying to look. Oh, there is a... Now, this could be an easy question. It could be, depending on how much you know about travel. There is a provision for paying, and like I said, we paid $50 to travel the Pennsylvania Turnpike. $50. Now, there's another way of not necessarily digging money out of your billfold to pay. What's it called? When you just drive right on through, just wave. Say, hi, good morning. And what's that called? 7403-39944. You don't need to stop. They take a picture of your license plate. And I can only imagine somebody putting mud on their license plate. I wonder if that ever happened. I'm sure it has happened. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so what else do I have here? Let me see. Yeah, I think it's all about Lulu. June 28th. Lulu is back in town on that date. June 28th. How many of you remember Hee Haw? Remember, what's his name was in town? He performed for the Nature's Plant Food Company, and he also appeared at, I think, the Palace Theater. And what was his name? He was a great, a very nice individual to begin with. We'll be back after these words. Scott, you know there have always been rumors that Florence Harding murdered President Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt Florence Harding did not murder President Harding. Now, Nan Britton. Jury's out.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Two, one. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
You know, that's a great announcement. Now, I was, years ago, I fought many fires in Bucyrus. I was what you called then a Minuteman. A Minuteman was more or less a volunteer that got paid. And we emphasized then that you form a plan if your house caught on fire, that you would know what door you were to leave the house in, and you would all know where you would get together outside the house. And the reason for that is simple. You knew whether everybody was out of the house or not, and so you had to have an escape plan, like she was saying. You got to know how to get out of that house, but most importantly, where to gather. Because if you don't all gather in the same spot, somebody's going to say, hey, so-and-so's still in the house. So remember that. That could save your life. No kidding. Knowing how to get out of a burning house and gathering in some area, and you could tell the nearest fireman, yes, we're all here. Our family, excuse me. Our family is here. I've got a bad frog in the throat today. Must be not being on the air for a few days. But anyhow, fire safety, you know, if you've ever fought a fire, you'd know. And back when I was a fireman, we had no air masks. They were just coming out. And they were called Scott Air Packs. I remember it. Well, but so normally when we went in a burning house, we tried to keep low under the smoke. Okay, going back, what provisions must be made to shoe an ox? Now, an ox has eight shoes on an ox. let me see, I have a drink here. Oh, here comes a call in a second. Okay, caller, go ahead.
A person that shoes a horse is called a farrier.
Yes.
F-A-R-R-I-E-R.
You're right. A farrier. Yes, okay. I can give you a prize. What would you like?
What do you have?
I have Zumbezi Bay in the Columbus Zoo and an oil change at Huntsman's.
How about the Columbus Zoo, sir?
Yes, okay. I'll give you two tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Okay, and what is your name?
Nancy Redmond, R-E-D-M-O-N-D.
Okay, Nancy. Very good. And you can pick them up here anytime. Long as it's by noon or on Friday, still 3.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, Nancy Redmond, a farrier. Yes, that's the name of a guy that puts shoes on animals. Okay. Let's see, she got zoo tickets. All right. Today is the 11th, is it? Let me see. Look at my watch here. You know, my watch says it's the 12th. Is it the 11th or 12th today? I don't know. Isn't that crazy? Okay. Do we have a calendar here? Okay. Congratulations to Nancy Redmond. I will cross off farrier. Okay, now, see what you can find out about shoeing an oxen or an ox. Now, as I mentioned at the start of the program, an ox is a male cow, and he's usually fixed, and he becomes easier to handle when he's missing, when he's castrated. He's easier to handle. And so they put them to work. They plowed fields. They hauled wagons. They did everything. But they generally had to have a yoke around their neck to do this. And then they had to have shoes on their feet. 8 shoes on an ox. 2 on each foot. Because their hooves are separated. But there is something about an ox. Why you had to do something special to shoe them. Can you tell me all about that? 10:51's the time. Have a drink here. Yeah, that's good. Okay, now, another question here. What's the name of the problem that develops in the hoof of an animal that must be taken care of or the animal becomes lame? His foot starts to heat up because of infection. But there's a name for that. And you have to of course, if you don't have a donkey or a horse or anything like that, you don't know what I'm talking about. But you had to dig that out and put some stuff in there to take care of it. Okay. Now, we're going to have at the airport in September, at the drive-in fly-in, military aircraft. Have you heard what kind? Yeah. Can you tell me? It has to do with a bird. It has to do with a bird. Be at the airport here, and you'll all be able to see them. I think it'll be two, perhaps. Now, this Friday, I will be interviewing, on Friday afternoon, a Marine that has a lot to do with the acquiring of these military aircraft. But what kind of aircraft named after a bird would you see at the airport? Okay. 7403-39944. I'm still looking for the person who digs into the ox to find out why you don't normally shoe an ox, you know, like you would a horse or anything else. Ox are different. Why? So, and you have to have something special. Okay, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, are you guys getting the Blackbirds in for the military aircraft?
No, it's not the Blackbirds.
Oh, okay.
It's another bird. All right, yeah. And that's going to be great. That should attract a lot of people. These planes will make quite a racket over Marion, that's for sure. They're propeller-driven. Okay, and they're named after a bird. 7403-39944. Okay, speaking of airports, how many of you know what the name of the Mansfield Airport is? Can you name the Mansfield Airport? Now, I don't know who had the name or why it was named after this person, but it has a name. And what is it? All right. Or can you tell me the problem you can have with a horse's foot that needs to be cleaned out and sterilized, more or less? Or what provision must you make to shoe an ox? What a goofy bunch of questions today. Okay, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, the name of the airport is Lamb Field.
Yes, Lamb Field, right. Okay, are you eligible today?
Not yet, brother.
Oh, okay, all right. All right. Yeah, that was Bob Austin. Lamb Field, or Lamb. Okay, I crossed that one off. Okay. Here's another one concerning an airport. Up at Port Clinton, there's a museum. And, you know, that's where they keep every now and then. It doesn't belong to them. The big Ford tri-motor plane, which actually the property of the Experimental Aircraft Association, but it's up at Port Clinton quite a bit. And they do weekend flights over to Put-in Bay. But what's the name of that airport at Port Clinton, where you'll find occasionally some very interesting aircraft, that's for sure, and a museum of aircraft? It's not the regular airport. It's down across the field from the conventional airport at Port Clinton. You know, they have a lot of private aviation people up there at Port Clinton because people come up there to get as close to Put-in Bay as they can, or maybe to stop there and fuel up and go fly on over to Put-in Bay where there is a working airport. All right. What's the name of the Port Clinton operation I'm talking about, where they have the museum and, they have a restaurant there? Yeah, a diner. Really good food. Well, what else do I have here? Yes, I never did find out from you. What is that provision you can have on your vehicle where you can drive up to the gates on a turnpike and say, hey, see you tomorrow, and drive right on through without paying them a penny? What's it called? 7403-39944. Okay, now don't forget, Lulu's coming back. Lulu will be here on June 28th from Hee Haw. She's still a-going. Hee Haw's been off for quite a few years now. And I'm sure that most of you listening would be familiar with Hee Haw. Remember all those artists that appeared there? Wow. Yeah, a lot of them have passed away, of course. Yeah, time, you know, that's a problem. Time marches on, and we all can't keep in step with it. As time marches on, us old-timers generally fade away, like MacArthur did. Remember that? Old soldiers never die. They just fade away. Yeah, so he found out what it was like early in the, or later in his career. Okay, the time is 10:58. We have 2 minutes before the break. I'm really tickled to death, though, to hear about Lulu, that's Lulu Roman, coming here on the 28th of April, June 28th, right here in our studio. Wow. Yeah, won't that be something? Man, oh man, I can see her yet on the Hee-Haw. Wow. I think I watched every episode. And maybe not only once, but maybe several times. They were so good. Really, a good comedy. Wow. Okay. Now, let me see. What's the name of the military aircraft that will be coming to the Marion Airport on our date of the fly-in, drive-in? We have two of the aircraft coming named after a bird. Now, what would that be? A United States military aircraft named after a bird. Yeah. That's for you to find out and me to know. Okay. Yeah, let me see. And what's the name of the museum and everything up at Port Clinton? And the location of the diner there at the airport? That's a going place. I mean, if you don't have anything to do on a weekend, a trip up to Port Clinton, you go up and take the road, the Thomas Edison Bridge across the bay, and you make a left turn there, and away you go. Okay. Let me see. Caller, go ahead.
Is it a Roadrunner?
No, not Roadrunner.
Not
no.
A Roadrunner.
No. Okay. We're going to break here shortly, and then folks, if you want to call after the news and everything, right now it's about time we break.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary